Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. Psalm 62. Some of the translations say that my soul is silent unto God, and the NIV says my soul finds rest in God alone. I'm reading from the King James Version, the first 8 verses. In the Labor Day weekend once, I think 2 years ago, one lady said to me, "You're not going to read a psalm in another translation, are you?" The only Bible version for psalms is the King James. She was sitting over here. So here goes. And I like that too. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Amen. Let us pray this morning for our other end of camp, that God will bless them today in a special way. They're having their times together, some groups, and they have their group leaders. I don't know if they're calling them seminars or workshops. I think workshops this morning. They're having workshops. So we pray that God will speak to hearts and bless them as they consider him and look into his word. Lord, we thank you for this group that you have brought here. And we pray for today, that today shall be a day of touching you and meeting you, a day when you have your way among them. Keep your mighty hand of protection over them. Bless them. Give them fun together, good fellowship, good times, Lord. And help them to really meet you. Oh God, let your spirit be moving in their hearts and in their midst today, that Lord, each one might encounter you. Each one might receive something from you today. Touch them, I pray. Let your hand of power be placed upon them. Bless those who are leading them into your truth, Lord. Put your anointing upon them as they open the Bible. We pray that the Bible shall speak to the hearts and minds and bring light and understanding to them as they receive your word. Now, Lord, we commit everything about this camp to you for today. We pray that you will bless those who are joining us today. I saw that there are some guests coming. And then tomorrow there are those who are coming, Lord, our new set of campers. Lord, bless them. Let their hearts be ready to receive you, Lord. Oh God, you are bringing them here, and you have something special for them. Lord, I have, and I believe we all have, great hope and confidence toward you about this fourth period. I trust that you will move in a mighty way among us. I thank you for all you've done thus far. But I'm looking to you, Lord, as we said last night, to fill all our vision. Show us your beauty and your glory. Let us see Jesus, oh Lord. And then let us seek you with all of our hearts, O God, and serve you with gladness. Thank you, Lord. Touch our lips, too, that we might speak of you and glorify you as they did on the day of Pentecost, telling forth the wonderful works of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Last night after I spoke, I was reminded of a couplet, and I've looked this up. I don't know where it comes from. I know where I saw it. I saw it in Spurgeon's book on Song of Solomon. Now, he didn't write this book. Someone put together a collection of his sermons on the Song of Solomon over the years. And on some of the texts, you have one from this year and one from maybe 15 years later, but they go through chronologically. I think the book is called The Most Holy Place. It's been a real blessing to me. But one couplet that he quotes a number of times in that book is, and I thought of it along with Isaiah having his lips cleansed. It says, living tongues are dumb at best. We must die to speak of Christ. And he quotes that a number of times there in that book when he's, of course, telling about the preciousness and loveliness of Christ. Living tongues are dumb at best. We must die to speak of Christ. Well, it certainly gives you something to dwell on there. Lord, I want to so speak as to make you great and glorious, beautiful. Lord, to portray you in a proper and worthy and accurate way. How can it be, Lord? You must touch my lips and fill my heart. I mentioned this book a few years ago and advertised it pretty strongly when I came across it, and I mean here at camp, and we had it in the bookstore. When I came across it, and it blessed me so much, John Stott's Testimony, Why I Am a Christian. And I asked Sister Elsie when I heard that he died last month. I said, do we have this book, any more of these in the store? And she looked and said, no. And so we ordered some. And I would like to recommend this book to anyone who doesn't have it. We have it down in the store. Now, they came the other day. Why I Am a Christian. I've read it again and again. And really enjoyed it. Just this morning I was looking again at the paradox of our humanness. And that, by the way, is one of the chapters and one of the reasons that he's a Christian. He says the paradox of our humanness. He talks about human essence, the glory of being made in the image of God. And at the end of that section he says, how I wish I could end this chapter here. And we could move on to the next topic. But there is another and darker side to our humanness which we wish we could forget, but which keeps reasserting itself, and of which in our best moments we are thoroughly ashamed. As Mark Twain put it, man is the only animal that blushes or needs to. And he goes into a section of the chapter called The Shame. And then the paradox, and the way through. The evil that flows from our hearts and causes our defilement makes it clear to us that we have a double need, cleansing from defilement and a new heart with new desires and aspirations. I guess that's turning the want machine off and back on. To me, it is truly wonderful that both of these are offered to us in the gospel. For Christ died to make us clean. And by the inward working of his Holy Spirit, he can make us new. This is the logical application of the gospel in response to the paradox of our humanness. It is the fourth reason why I am a Christian. That should whet your appetite. This book is great. That's all I'll say. And it's Down in the Boathouse. I read from the other book that he wrote, his last book called The Radical Disciple, also this morning. And then I came in and Brother Paul was playing Fill Me Now, Jesus Come and Fill Me Now. That was one of the songs. And I had just read God's purpose is to make us like Jesus Christ. God's way is to fill us with His Holy Spirit. Simple. That was the end of the chapter on Christ-likeness. And that book, by the way, did I say it? It's entitled The Radical Disciple. And in that one, he wrote, this is my last book. I thought this was going to be his last book because it came out when he was already aged. And it seemed like such a great thing, a testimony to close it, all his works with. But he has this other one, The Radical Disciple, where he looks at some themes that he thinks Christians are neglecting. And one is Christ-likeness. And it ends with that simple statement, God's purpose is to make us like Jesus Christ. God's way is to fill us with His Holy Spirit. Well, we need to stand. Let's do that. I think we need to change our position. And let's sing, Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen in Me. All His wonderful passion and purity, O Thou Spirit Divine, fill this temple of mine till the beauty of Jesus is seen in me. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All His wonderful passion and purity. Fill this temple of mine till the beauty of Jesus is seen in me once more. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Wonderful passion and purity. O Thou Spirit Divine, fill this temple of mine till the beauty of Jesus is seen in.